Welcome to the Italian Wine Podcast. I'm Rebecca Lawrence and this is Voices. In this set of interviews, I will be focusing on issues of inclusion, diversity and allyship through intimate conversations with wine industry professionals from all over the globe. If you enjoy listening, please consider donating through italianwinepodcast.com. Any amount helps us cover equipment, production and publication costs, and remember to subscribe and rate our show wherever you tune in.
Before the show, here's a shout out to our new sponsor, Faro Wine. Faro Wine has been the largest wine shop in Italy since 1920. They have generously supplied us with our new t-shirt. Would you like one? Just donate 50 euros and it's all yours. Plus, we'll throw in our new book, Jumbo Shrimp Guide to International Grape Varieties in Italy. For more info, go to italianwinepodcast.com and click donate. Or check out Italian Wine Podcast on Instagram.
Welcome to the Italian Wine Podcast with me, Rebecca Lawrence. Today I'm joined by Francesca Massone to talk about a special collaborative project that aims to combine the beautiful art of winemaking and that of ballet. Welcome to the podcast, Francesca.
Thank you very much for having me. It's lovely to be here.
So I was hoping I could start by asking you to introduce yourself to our listeners and tell them a little bit about your winery in Monferrato.
Yes, sure. So my name is Francesca Massone, as you said, and together with my brother Filiberto, we own the winery Marchese Incisa della Rocchetta in Piedmont. So I'm sure your listeners might know the name. Either because they know us in Piedmont, or maybe they know our famous cousin in Tuscany. But I should tell you that the Incisa family is actually from Piedmont. And when the estate that belonged to the family and that has for centuries has had vineyards in Piedmont has always been cultivated by the family. Now, at the generation of my grandfather, there were three men in the family, and my grandfather stayed in Piedmont and ran the estate, while his brother, Mario, married a countess in Tuscany and moved to Bolgheri, and there is where he founded the Sassicaia. But the origins of the winemaking are very much from Piedmont, and what he brought to Tuscany was his experience from the family in Cisa that has cultivated the vineyards in Piedmont really for centuries. So from our side of the family, we have continued this tradition. After my grandfather was our mother, Barbara, and she very much spent the last 20 years of her life investing again in the vineyards and moving the cellars from the family castle to family farmhouse that she completely renovated, but it was much more suitable for modern winemaking. So this is where we are now, in the core, in the center of the village of Rocchetta Tanaro, which is a small village in the Monferrato Hill of Piedmont. It's a tiny, charming little village, but it's very famous for producing some of the best Barbera d'Asti in Italy. So our terroir is particularly good for Barberas and also for Grignolino. We are well known for that. And, you know, our vineyards some of them are almost 70 years old. We have another plot that is 50 years old, and we keep, we keep them going, and we keep investing and looking to the future. So in our aim of producing a small quantity of high quality wines.
So, speaking of being innovative and looking towards the future, I'd like to use our conversation today to talk about your recent project, a collaboration between yourselves and the Royal Opera House in London. So I wondered if you could talk about how you first started considering this partnership, how it came about.
Sure. So I should say that, you know, we are the new generation. And, you know, after, particularly in my case, many years of working in finance, I've now, you know, I'm now devoting completely myself to the winery with my brother. I traveled the world. I lived 20 years in England. And then I even moved to Asia. So last year, it was March 2020, and you know, I was in Italy because I was working at the winery. It was a dramatic time for Italy, where you know the pandemic really was creating massive chaos in the north of Italy, where we are based. But at the same time, I was in contact with some of our best clients that regularly come and visit us at the winery. And one of these close friends now, as a client has been visiting us for many years, is a former dancer of the Royal Ballet, a former member of the Royal Opera House. His name is Ross McGibbon. He's now a 60-year-old gentleman. Obviously, he doesn't dance anymore, but he's still very much connected to the Royal Opera House. And I was talking to him, and he was describing to me this, you know, sense of complete loss and panic, because they had to close the theater, and the theater needs people attending the performances to survive. So, you know, when you are told in a couple of days you have to close the doors and everybody's sent home and your whole entire season is cancelled, and, you know, he was describing how Covent Garden in London was completely empty and there was a sense of desolation. You know, I really felt for them, and I know how much I love going to the Royal Opera House. I personally go every time that, you know, I find myself in London, and I was very touched by this story. And then I started thinking at that moment that, you know, maybe we should do something in collaboration with the theater. And then I saw a couple of days later, I called him back and I proposed the idea to him. I said, look, what about if we create a special label, and we, with the Royal Opera House, and we offer some of the proceeds of the sale of the wine to the theater in support of their arts and their artists. So he introduced us basically to the Royal Opera House, and it was obviously a very long negotiation because it's such high profile theater. It actually took a long time, and then there was the designing of the label, and the whole process started at that moment.
So I wondered, can you tell us which wine was chosen for the partnership? And maybe, I know you have some ideas about the connections you see between wine and ballet, these kind of two great arts that have come together in this wine that you've made.
Absolutely. So, I mean, of course, you know, we the partners of such prestigious levels, so we could only offer the best of the best of what we make. And the best of the best of what we produce is our Barbera d'Asti Superiore Sant'Emiliano, which is pure Barbera aged in barriques for a minimum of 18 months. It's a wine with great structure and elegance. And so it's the one that we propose to them. And also it's a wine that can age very well, easily 15, 20 years. So we thought that for this project was definitely the most suited wine that we could offer. We also wanted to produce some really beautiful packaging that, you know, we designed together with the Royal Opera House, and only a wine of that stature could take it. So we very much from the very beginning we thought it has to be the Sant'Emiliano. It's the only thing that we can offer for this project.
And you talk about the importance of the packaging. As I understand it, the label for the wine was actually designed by first artist of the Royal Ballet, Ashley Dean. Can you talk a little bit about how the process worked and the collaboration with Ashley?
Yes, absolutely. So from the very beginning, I thought we need to have a picture of a dancer or some dancing pose or something on the label, right? And not only because it would be quite unique. I mean, honestly, I haven't seen in my life that many labels with a dancing pose on it, but also obviously because of the connection with the theatre and the Royal Opera House and the Royal Ballet. So I started inquiring with them, and from the beginning they said, look, we have an idea. So we have this young dancer, Ashley Dean, and she's not only an amazing dancer, but she's also a fantastic artist, and she produces a beautiful line drawing that are very, very elegant. And we would like you to introduce her to you and see whether, you know, you can commission a piece of art to her for the label. So they put us in touch. Obviously, I've only met Ashley via Zoom a few times, and now with via Instagram, but it's sad that, you know, with all these lockdowns and restriction, all this negotiation had to be done remotely. But she produced two designs, and I had to choose one, and I think what she produced was absolutely stunning, and it goes beautifully for the label. Our labels have the entire production of our wines has labels that are very classic. You know, when my mother was adamant that in the Incisa family, we had to have a classic label. And this one suits the heritage, this artwork that Ashley produced suits the heritage of our winery beautifully. It is a simple design. We chose the colors red and gold because are the colors that are on the curtains of the stage of the Royal Opera House. And it was really to represent this partnership between our small boutique winery in the center of Piedmont and this massive, very important theatre in the center of London.
I have to say the design is absolutely beautiful and really captures the elegance of ballet and dance, but also the elegance and but also power of the wine. So I think it's been a really nice collaboration to bring those two things together and show it so clearly on the label.
Yes, thank you. And I feel that there is a lot in common between the ballet and the winemaking, right? Like all these dancers, they invest years and years of their work and life effort into this art, taking massive risks because, sometimes things go wrong, they get injured or, a pandemic comes along and they are, they cannot perform for a year. Essentially, it's literally a year that the theater had to close and they couldn't perform to live members of the public. So the same kind of risk that we take in winemaking, you cultivate your vineyards beautifully, everything is going fantastically, and then some hail storms or the frost in winter. I mean, you always have these risks that are so hard to control, and particularly for someone like me that comes from a finance background for the first 20 years of my careers. I mean, to see now in agriculture the sort of risks that we take and we cannot control, basically. It's something that I'm very passionate about, and I'm terrified about it because I know how much we invest in terms of effort, in terms of, money that we have to put into each year, that we cultivate our vineyards with so much passion. We produce the wines at the winery, and, some of these risks, you cannot control them, or you do your best. Of course, we all try to manage using all the things that we possibly can, but there are certain things like the weather that we cannot control. So I very much sympathize with that aspect with the ballet. And then the other element is really the elegance of the wine and the fact that it's well balanced. The same is in ballet. You have this dancers that produce something that for the spectators, it looks incredibly light and elegant. And they do these marvelous jumps that look so easy. But the truth is that, you know, to produce something like that and to make it look easy, you have to have worked for many, many, many years. And, you know, it's really a fantastic art. The same is with winemaking. You know, we have a grape like Barbera that sometimes, well, without sometimes, it is. It can be a difficult grape. It can be a very vigorous grape. And you have to tame it. You have to turn it into something that can be so beautifully balanced and elegant. And it can give you a very elegant wine. So, you know, I see a lot of similarities there.
I think that's a really beautiful comparison, because I completely agree that dance at its best, wine at its best, seems effortless to the person watching or consuming. But behind all of that, there's so much work, there's so much time, there's training, there's all the work in the vineyard, and yet you get this beautiful result that looks so easy. So I think that's a perfect comparison. So obviously you chose a British institution, the Royal Ballet, the Royal Opera House, because of this lifelong connection with a client and a friend. I wondered if you saw this as the first of many potential partnerships, or perhaps something that the wine world can do more, this collaboration with other arts.
Yes, very much so. Look, for us, you know, this effort for a small boutique winery like us, it was, you know, a major project that we were very happy to take on and honored to take on. But, you know, we couldn't spread this effort to all the theaters in the world. I mean, it's not certainly something that we can possibly do. But I sincerely hope that there are more projects like this to come along, because look, the arts were really very, very badly affected by the pandemic. You know, we as a winery, also because not only we produce wine, but we have a very strong tourism presence. You know, we have a bed and breakfast, we provide wine tasting. So, and all that last year was very, very tough. It came back a little bit in the summer, but nothing to what the level we usually worked on. But for the arts, you know, this sector was really badly affected, completely. You know, it was a massive, massive damage that was done to this sector. So it would be fantastic if other wineries see this as an example and they step in to support other theaters. You know, there are some marvelous theaters all over the world, some other, if not just theaters, but other art projects. And I think these partnerships are fantastic, because, you know, when the truth is that more and more life has changed with this pandemic, and more people are maybe unable to go and see these performances by in person, but we are all watching them more online now. So we are definitely more at home. So why not having also a bottle of wine that, you know, support your favorite theater while you are watching one of their performances at home? You know, you can drink a glass of wine with friends and still support your theater. So I think these are beautiful concepts and also, you know, what I think is called social enterprise, is trying to find ways with your own business to help in other aspects of society. And for us, both for my brother and I, this has definitely become very important. It's something we definitely want to do. We have decided that, you know, if we manage to place our Santa Emiliano wine as a representation of the arts, we really have achieved something. If people, when they want to think of a wine and think of the arts, they think about our label and our wine, I think, you know, we have achieved something very important for as a project.
I think it's a really exciting project. And like you say, I really hope that there's more interaction between the different arts, the art of winemaking and then dance, music, culture in general. I think it's a really lovely idea to have different aspects of our cultural lives coming together to support each other during the pandemic. Before we go, I have to ask you, because things are beginning to open up a little bit, and I wondered if there is a ballet or a piece of theatre in particular that you would love to be able to see next time you're in London at the Royal Opera House.
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, I've got my favourites, and I have to admit that, you know, my a little bit like our labels, they are very classic. You know, my taste in ballet is very classic, and I like the, you know, the classic masterpieces. But I am very much looking forward to watch again Swan Lake, because, you know, the video that we produced to represent this project was filmed both at the winery and at the Royal Opera House when the theatre was completely shut down. And there are these images in the videos that we have produced, and they are on our YouTube channel, of Ashley Dean, the dancer that has also designed the label, that she's dancing Swan Lake by herself in the completely empty theater. And I think that they are such strong images that they really, really express a lot of the feelings that were going through all of us in the past few months when things were really very tough. I hope these dark moments are over and we can all move forward. But for me, those images will always represent something very, very meaningful. So yes, in my case, it's definitely Swan Lake. And, you know, I can't wait to go back and see also Ashley in person dancing on that beautiful stage.
I really hope that it won't be too long before you will be there toasting Ashley with a glass of this beautiful wine. Francesca, thank you so much for joining me on the Italian Wine Podcast today to share this conversation. Where can our listeners find you and the wine online or on social media?
Yes, so thank you for having me, first of all. And then, yes, of course, you know, the wine, I should say, is we sell it directly from our website. So from the winery, we sell it on our website, which is www.marchesincisawines.it. So that's the first place. Then we have all of our social media, Instagram and Facebook. Again, is Marchese Incisa Wines. We are about to also close a collaboration with a very kind importer that wants to support our initiative in the UK. And we will bring some physical stock of the wines to the UK so as to reduce shipping costs, because unfortunately with Brexit, shipping small amount of wines has become very, very expensive. So we will move some stock to the UK and have it in the UK so that we reduce shipping costs. But otherwise, for the rest of the world, we definitely ship directly from the winery. In Italy, we deliver for free, and the wine is available there. And all the information on, of course, on our channels. And we hope to continue to get some really positive feedback from all the people that are following us on Instagram, Facebook, or even Twitter. Again, under in case of Twitter, is Incisa Wines. So we're all there, you know, talking to our friends and keeping in touch with all the people that follow us.
I really recommend to our listeners as well that they check out the YouTube channel where you can see the video about the wine and see Ashley Dean dancing, because it's incredibly beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you everyone for listening. Don't forget to follow us on social media, subscribe, and of course donate on the website to make sure we can keep these great conversations flowing.
Listen to the Italian Wine Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Himalaya FM, and more. Don't forget to subscribe and rate the show. If you enjoy listening, please consider donating through ItalianWinePodcast.com. Any amount helps cover equipment, production, and publication costs. Until next time, cin cin.